I'm Eric Whitney with Montana News. Today, NPR's Morning Edition aired a story about discrimination that Native Americans face when trying to get health care in America. It included an interview with Anna Whiting Sorrell, a member of the Confederated Salish and Kootenai tribes. We're going to follow up now by looking at some of the persistent myths about American Indians that get in the way of them getting health care. In Montana, the life expectancy for Native American men is 56 years. That's 19 years lower than for non-Indians. For Native women in Montana, life expectancy is 20 years shorter than non-Indian women. Anna Whiting Sorrell.
My mom died at 57 because she was denied health care. She was diagnosed with cancer and died 6 weeks later, even though she had gone to the hospital and a primary care doctor many times saying she was sick.
One persistent myth is that Native Americans get free health care from the federal government.
There is a trust responsibility for the federal government to provide health care to Indians. It's part of my treaty. The Hellgate Treaty of 1855 says that because we gave up Western Montana, we get health care. We paid for it. But we don't just get health care for free. That's not what's happened at all.
The federal government established the Indian Health Service in 1955. But Congress has never allocated enough funding for it to meet Native Americans' needs.
All it has done is added layers of complication for us to get that health care.
The IHS is not health insurance. It's a system of clinics and hospitals scattered across the country, which often offer only limited services. IHS is supposed to pay for private sector health care when its facilities can't meet a patient's needs. But a federal inspector general's report last year found that the IHS denies roughly half of those referrals.
So I can get something that's delivered at an IHS federally or tribal facility. But if it's not delivered there, I have to figure out how does it get paid for in the private sector. So because I have IHS, I now have to figure out more ways to work through the federal bureaucracy to get it.
Sorrell was able to get IHS to pay for some of her care at a non-tribal hospital, but getting access to the healthcare system is only one challenge for many Native Americans. They also face significant prejudice, says Margaret Moss. She's a member of the three affiliated tribes of North Dakota and has worked as a nurse in the IHS and other health systems. She now teaches at the University of Buffalo in New York.
I guess there's preconceived notions, and so you could run into prejudices and some actual racism because they are judging on what they think American Indians are.
Moss says that's more common in places with relatively large Native American populations. In places where Native people are less common, Moss says, there's a perception that American Indians only exist in the past, and people are surprised to actually meet one. But there's a common perception in both environments, she says.
Yeah, unfortunately, ideas about American Indians often fall into two camps, the romanticized, and everybody wants to wear turquoise and have fringe and so forth. And then, unfortunately, the, you know, low, the poor Indian and their alcoholics and so forth. So you never know what you're going to get. And either way is sort of destructive for a patient to be thought of in either of those ways by health professionals.
So there's problems when the healthcare system recognizes American Indians.
And like I said, there is another kind of discrimination in not even recognizing American Indians, not even asking for anybody to identify. So you don't know how to take care of that person. It just never enters your mind. And so misidentification in urban and other areas is also rampant. So it's another factor of that invisibility, and that's a form of discrimination.
But the news about healthcare in Indian country isn't all bad. A study published this year by the American Medical Association shows that nationwide, life expectancies in nearly all counties with tribal communities increased between 1980 and 2014. And one area with a big Alaska Native population saw the biggest increase in life expectancy over that period. Life expectancy rose more than 18% in that Aleutian Island community. You can learn more about how Native Americans experience the healthcare system on our website, mtpr.org. There you'll find a link to a poll by NPR, the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation, and the Harvard T.H. Chan School of Public Health about discrimination across the country and how it's perceived by different ethnic groups. I'm Eric Whitney, Montana Public Radio.